And then Bhagavan realizes Vadanti Tattvavidam Tattvam Yajnanam Sattvayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabyate. Tattvavid, those who are knower of or seer of Absolute, they consider Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan is same. But the devotees of the Lord, they consider them, of course, absolute, but it's a variegatedness in these three. Brahma has no madhurta, no sweetness, no rasa. Rasa cannot relate to us because it is nirvishesh. It is nirvishesh, not savishesh. Because it has no attributes, impersonal, Brahma, all pervasive nature of Lord. And it has no madhurta, it has no any sweetness. When you associate with Brahma, which is all pervasive, how much we being embodied, we can relate to him. So madhurta is not there, sakti is not there, as much potency. In Brahma, and on top, it is not fully developed into God, the God. And Paramatma, a little more madhur, little more potency, little more personal. And it is within everybody's heart. Sarvasya chaham prudhi sandhivishtu mata smurti jnanam apohanamcha Vedaischa sarvai rahmai vidya vedant krit vidya chaham. Paramatma. So Paramatma has little more sweetness, little more sakti, little more personal touch. And he's within every living entity. Ani Maniyat Mani Mahato Mahyat Andam Tarasta Paramam Chayam Tarastam. He has entered into whole creation. And Bhagavan has all potency, all madhurta, all sweetness, all personal interaction, personal association, personality. And we have also personality, living entity. So then that exchange becomes very intimate on personal level. Just like a prime minister of a country. He has his personality, and he is within this temple also through his potency. If I kill somebody here, immediately his police sakti potency and his laws potency, his court potency and his all potency are within this impersonal potency. But it is there. Prime Minister is here, pretty much. But to relate to him in a personal way, we can enjoy that relationship more. He can walk with us, he can talk with us, he can match his heart with us. he can become intimate with us. We can realize his company. We can realize him, realize serving him. We can realize serving us personally. So all potency is there, our personal relationship is there, and madhurta, the sweetness is more in that personal form. So this is what Prabhupada is saying, that we have to withdraw from this material world, which is nothing but manifestation of Lord. Everything is manifestation of Lord. Lord is everything. God is everything. But everything is not God. Everything is not God. God is everything because everything is coming from Him. Not only that, but He is accompanying everything. He is dwelling within everything. He is permeated in everything. He is present. Just like Prime Minister is present in this room, in personal way. So, we have to withdraw from material world, that means withdraw from sensual activity, sense gratification, withdraw from object of the senses, withdraw from mind, withdraw from everything, intelligence, and we have to engage, withdraw means we have to engage all these things in Krishna consciousness. Withdrawing from material world means withdraw all these material senses, material mind, spiritual eyes. And that can be easily done by personal relationship with Krishna. Because we are embodied. Klesho adhikta rastesham avyakta sakta chetrasham avyakta ahikatir dukham deha vadvira vapite. We are there, vadvira. We are embodied. And because we have body, we can, and not only body but develop body, then 8,400,000 different species of life, human beings are most developed body, most developed intelligence, most developed senses, most developed mind, most developed everything. So that's why human beings are advised to deal with Krishna on personal level. Otherwise, klesha. Dukkha vadbhiravapyate. Dukkha dukkha. Eva dukkha dukkha. You experience only dukkha. So we have to deal with Krishna on personal level. So then we need guidance. So the first thing Rupa Goswami said, that one has to take shelter of a spiritual master. Ado Guru Pad Asraya Sadhana Bhakti Vidhi Bhakti. And first step out of 64 limbs of Vidhi Bhakti, very first step is Ado Surva. Ado means beginning. Ado Sraddha. In the beginning one has to have Sraddha. Seven Mukhezi Vado, Ado. It all starts with tongue and mouth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ado, Surva. Beginning. We must begin with taking shelter of spiritual master who is in disciplic succession from Krishna, who is Vaishnava, who is worshipping Krishna, who is chanting His holy name, Vaishnava mantra, is worshipping Vishnumurti, and he has taken initiation in Vaishnava sampradaya. So that is Vaishnava. So Guru has to be Vaishnava. Why? Because our origin, we are part and parcel of Krishna and only Krishna. And that's why we have to go back to Krishna. We have to be in His lap. No demigods, we are not part of demigods. No father, mother, no nation, no relatives. We are only part and parcel of Krishna, no other. And that's why we have to sit in His godi, in His lap. Other lap will not satisfy. It will not satisfy us. So that's why Prabhupada is advising that Rupa Goswami, the first thing you do is find your like-minded samjatiya guru who can guide you in this process. Adho Guru Pada Asraya, Vishwambhena Guru Seva, Diksha Adi Sikshanam, Vishwambhena Guru Seva, Swadharma Pruchya. All these five, first five sadhana bhakti or Vaidhi bhakti, 64 limbs are described, and in the beginning we have to take shelter of the spiritual master. Then everything becomes easy because we got the right teacher who is Vaishnava, who is devotee of the Lord. If it is not Vaishnava, he will hijack you to demigods. He will hijack you to mesmerism, and he will hijack you to so many other places where you don't want to go. You want to be on the lap of Krishna. You want to go to Krishna. And that's why you have to have a devotee of Krishna as a guide. Otherwise, he will hijack you to somewhere else. You want to go some direction, you want to go to Krishna, and he will take you to impersonalism, voidism, and allism, except Vaishnavism. They will take you. And most of the spiritual leaders are not Vaishnava. Only handful. Poor Sampradaya, and even that, Vrindavan. Very few Vaishnava. Manushyanam sahasra sukhasya vati siddhate. Yatkama visiddhanam kachin mahaviti pati. Very rare to have this kind of opportunity in Melbourne. We are reborn here in Melbourne. This is our birth, beautiful birth, reborn in Melbourne. This is it. We came to the right place and right Radha Vallabh and Gaurinithai Mahaprabhu, Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. Beautiful. So we don't want to get hijacked by pseudo spiritualist. We have to be intelligent. In the scripture also it is stated very, very crystal clearly that Krishna is the goal. Krishna is the goal. And why then so many pseudo gurus and spiritualists to guide public into different ways? Because of material world, they did not take shelter of Krishna. They don't know Krishna. How madhur Krishna is, how rasik shekhar Krishna, param karun, param madhur. Very, very nice. Yeah, this life, Prabhupada says, even if there is no Krishna, this Vaishnava life Vaishnava life is so nice. You win both worlds, this world and next world, spiritual world. Best of both worlds we get. This life of devotee life is so nice. Everything in devotee's life is so beautiful, relishable, enjoyable. No cancer, no depression, no anxieties. If you are really devoted, if you are really devoted to Krishna, then under all circumstances, we can be totally blissful, peaceful, happy, total bliss. The highest bliss, stay high forever, never come down. You will never come down. It's the highest intoxication. Highest intoxication, Krishna consciousness. And what is lacking? Well, even if there is no God, Krishna says, Prabhupada says, even if there is no Krishna. And what if we have Krishna? Then, so much far better. In this conversation with one person, Prabhupada said, okay, if there is no Krishna, fine, but the life is so nice. Krishna conscious life is so beautiful, worth living. But then Prabhupada Purkaki Ankur, he is chastising. And what if there is Krishna? Then we are so much ahead of the gang. And you will be suffering in this world. You will be rotting in this material world. So this is what it is sick within. This withdraw from outside and concentrate on Krishna and his pastimes, external senses, iti upadesha sharam. So Rupa Goswami said, tad nam rup charitadi, nectar of instruction, it's sloka. Tad nam rup charitadi sukirtananu, smatyo rasana manasi niyojit, tistam rajeta danuragi janamu gami, kalam akilam niyat iti upadesha sharam. This is the essence of all instructions. Iti upadesh shara. This is the essence of all instructions from Rupa Goswami. He says, tan nam rup charitra. Tan means Krishna. Unka. Tan nam, Krishna's name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, abode, his parikar, his eternal associates, antaraj, or absolute with him. So that's why I say tam nam rup. Nam rup charitra. Adi means all this. Adi. Nam rup charitra. Lila. Pastimes. Charitra. Adi means abode. His associates, his paraphernalia, his adi. Tan nam rup charitadi sukirtana. We must engage mouth, tongue, hand, legs, eyes, external senses, aak, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha, feet, hands, vani, speech. So these external senses, by external senses, we must perform sukirtanam. We must engage ourselves into kirtan plus sukirtan, beautiful kirtan. Very, very nice, beautiful kirtan. Everybody dance and chant and immerse in the holy name. Anything, the difference of opinion, fighting, biting, this, that. Prabhupada said the remedy is get into kirtan, jump into kirtan, and everything will mitigate. Everything will mitigate. So kirtan, it has to be very loving kirtan, so, not just kirtan, so kirtan. Beautiful kirtan. By pouring out your heart, energy. That is Sukirtana. And Smartya Manasi. Manasi. So by mind we have to intensely get into meditative mood. On Krishna, his pastimes, his holy name, his paraphernalia, his abode, his parikar, his associates, his tvadiya. His tvadiya means Tulsi Maharani, Ganga Jamuna, his abode, Vrindavan Dham on earth planet, and his devotee, Granth Bhagavat, and Parshan Bhagavat, all these things, tvadiya. Adi means all this. Tannam Rup Charita Adi. Sukirtana Anu. Smartya. Manasi Niyojit. By mind, we have to meditate. We have to enter into Krishna's name, form, pastime. Pesali Leela. Nitya Leela Pravishta. We have to enter into his Leela. Krishna and Radharani's Leela. Tishtan Vraje, we have to live, we have to live in Vraja. That's a condition of Raganuga Bhakti. Yesterday I said one condition for Raganuga Bhakti is Raganuga Bhakti does not care for sastric injunctions. Either I'll go hell, or I'll go heaven, or I'll go back to home, back to Gauri. Doesn't depend. Raganuga Bhakti does not care for sastric injunctions. All it cares is about Krishna and that's it, nothing else. Of course, Tannam Rup Charita, everything with Krishna. So that's why Rupa Goswami says, yet this term Raja, one has to live in Vrindavan, in Raj. And Prabhupada said that my temples, and more so this Melbourne temple, such a nice yatra, very nice temple. This is Raj. Radha Vallabh there, and few devotees are here. Prabhupada is here. This is Raj. This term Raj, Tad Anuragi Janamagami. And how to live in Vrindavan? Or Raj? By following the footsteps of those devotees who are ragatmik bhakta. Tishtam Raje Tad Anuragi, Krishna Anuragi. Tad means Krishna Anuragi. Krishna Anuragi, Jana, Mother Jasoda, Radharani, Gopis, Gwal Mitras. Whatever bhava you have. Tad Anuragi, Jana. Whatever bhav, bhav is not a big word. Bhav means our nature, what we are attracted to. We are attracted to Radharani, Lalita, Rupa Manjari, Gwal Bhalo, Vishal, Sukha, or Madhu Mangal, or Rattak, Patrak, or any Kalpa Vriksha. Whoever we are attracted to. Tad Anuragi, that is Ragatmika, Bhakta. These eternal associates called Ragatmika Bhakta. And we are following them. Samjatiya Bhav, whatever Bhav they have, we follow them, Samjatiya. Then that is called Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami. We are following them, not jumping them, not jumping Guru, not jumping anybody. Tad Anuragi Jana Anugami, Anugamani. We will follow them, those who are eternal associates of Krishna, in particular rush, particular mellow, and we like that mellow. That is called Samjati Bhav. We like to be his servant, Patrak, or Raktak, or we like to be in Santaras, like a chariot, or his palace, or some tree in his courtyard, any tadanuragi jananu gami. So we have to find that ras, whatever, or bhav, or whatever nature, or whatever attraction we have, who we are attracted to. That we have to develop inside by meditating. Tadanuragi jananu gami. Kala makilam niyat. All time, around the clock. Akilam means whole life and around the clock. That's what akilam means. Kalam akilam niyat. Every single moment we should be meditating inner. Prabhupada is saying inner. This raganuga bhakti, another condition is that we have to work with the inner self. Inner self means mind, consciousness. Tadanuragi jananugami. Manasi niyuti. Manasi, inner self. We have to work with our inner self. Chetadarpan Marjan, Prabhupada said to the previous purport. Chetadarpan Marjan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So this is external senses, Sankirtan. We have to engage both external and internal. Tannam Rup Charitadi Sukirtananu. Kirtan. Kirtan? Rasana. Kirtan is done by Rasana. Rasana means chant. Rasana means external senses, chant. Sadhana Bhakti. So we have to do both Bhakti, Raganuk and Sadhana, both together. That's what Srila Rupa Goswami is here. Essence of instruction, Iti Upadesha Shara. Rasana and Manasi, Raganuga. Rasana, external senses, Kirtananu, and Manasi, Niyojya, means we have to meditate on his Raganuga Bhakta Bhava. Manasi, Niyojya, Tishtam Raja, Tadanuragi Jananukam. Tadanuragi. Samjatiya Bhav, whatever Samjatiya Bhav means, we like I said, already explained. Somebody likes neutral vows, tree, nature. Somebody may like to become his servant, Raktak Patra. Somebody likes to become like his friends, Madhu Mangal or Vishal, or somebody likes to become in Madhur Ras or parental Ras. Many people it's not in Vallabh Sampradaya, but they think that it is the parental Vatsalyas. They are also into anyway, the higher philosophy. I don't want to enter into that. But parental affection. So somebody has their vow. I would like to become mother of Krishna. I would like to become father of Krishna. And somebody likes to become like gopis or Lalita or Rupa Manjari, calling Rupa Manjari, Rupanam. So this is called Samjatiya Bhav. One of these mellow we should adopt. And with that relationship with Krishna, we should always meditate on that relationship. whatever relationship we have, we should always inside with our mind, we should meditate on those, that relationship, their pastimes, similar pastimes, we should meditate. But that is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Tadanuragi Janamugami. Kalam Akilam Diyat. We should spend all time. We should meditate between our two morsels, meditate between going to the car, to the work, meditate while entering into the office, meditate without entering to the garbhagruha or worship or cooking or cleaning. Always we should, not that we should have set time for meditation. It's like a pagal one. It's like you're almost like a crazy. The crazy person is always meditating on crazy things. And he is very crazy about it. So this is spiritual case of craziness. Mere to give them Mukhandusu. Nothing else comes in the mind except Krishna, Radharani, or whatever your bhav is. Whatever is your particular relationship you want to develop with Krishna. That is Raghunandu. Raghunandu Bhakti doesn't mean only Gopi Bhav or Manjari Bhav. No, Raghunandu Bhakti means you have any relationship. You can have any relationship with Krishna in intimacy. So, Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Akilam Niyat. All the time. By walking, by talking, by meditating on that particular link that you want to develop. Link means bhava, or that relationship, or that particular connection you want from Krishna for yourself, that you enjoy the most. We have to meditate throughout life, and we have to be very, very lowly. The very life of Raghunandu Bhakti is low, and the low is defined as, I don't know why I am trying to do this. Anyway, you all the way, you can understand this that I am talking about. But lobe in Raghunandu Bhakti means that you like, as for example, you like Rupa Manjari, or you like Vishal Sakha. Then you want to develop that intense desire, when can I become like him, serving in his footsteps? That is lobha, intense. Kabe habe edina amar aparadha gucci suddhaname ruchi. When can that day will come? My day will come. That is lobha. When can I? How can I? Where can I go? What can I do? How can I? That is love. How can I do this seva, following footsteps of particular eternal associate of Krishna, like Mother Yashoda or Rupa Manjari or Rasa Manjari or Radha Manjari, Vilasa Manjari or whatever. When can I serve like that? When can I serve them? And when can I serve Krishna in that mood? That intensity is called love. The third anuragi jananugam. Kalam akilam niyat. We have to meditate on that particular relationship that we want to develop. While chanting, while walking, while eating. When can we? Vivalta. Love. Vivalta. Like Rupa Sanatana Sadhguru Swami, He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Sunakuta. Where are you? Goshanta Iti Sarvato Vraja Pure. Khede, that khed, when can I? Khed means intense distress, khed. Intense distress. When can I? When that day will be mine? When can I make my sattvic Asta Samplifica, Eightfold Eightfold manifest in my body. Nainam Galadasa Dharya Vadanam Gadgad Rudraya Gira Kulakai Nisitam Vapu Kada. Kada. When will my day will be there? Kada. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu using that word. Kada. When? How? How? I think it is in Sanskrit in me. But it's okay. Yeah, it's been water. So that intensity, we have to develop that intensity. When can I? Kada. Nainam garada sudhariya. Vadanam gadgada ruddayagina. Ulakai nishitam vaku kada. Astu sattvik vikar. Nainam garada sudhariya. Vadanam gadgada ruddayagina. Ulakai nishitam vaku kada. Kada. Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Upon chanting a holy name, when this astra sattvic bhav, even if I can experience one bhav, astra sattvic bhav, even torrent of rain pours out from my eyes, or if I can see shivering can happen, or round pulakai nichitam, the earth will stand on end. Astra sattvic bhav. Will manifest. So this will be, this is loop. This is intense greediness for having that link that I want with Krishna. That link can be parental, can be madhur, can be dasya, santa. That link that we want, and we should always concentrate on that link. We should fix that link now with Krishna. Sambandha, that is called Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha. And then Abhinaya, chanting externally Hare Krishna and internally meditating on intense relationship. That link, meditating. Manasi Niyojit. And that we should always should be greedy about this. We should be expressing sorrow, khed, mahavivalta. Not vivalta, where can I, how can I, who can give me this? Vivalta, but maha, khed, mahavivalta. Intense vivalta. But this kind of mood we should develop. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction, in Nectar of Instruction, Iti Upadesha Sharam. And Prabhupada writes in his purport at the end that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give out this madhur relationship, Manjari Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Samarpaitum Unnatujvalarasa, Swabhaktim Sriyam. So Unnatujvalarasa. So I'll stop here. Any question, comment, sankar, samadhan? Yes, first I'll take him.
The Sankirtan movement is the manifestation of Krishna's Leela, if you like, in the modern age. Prabhupada clearly mentions here that, or even you were explaining the eight verses of the Upanishad, and we're clearly instructed to develop these relationships with Krishna directly. Yet our manifestation, you know, the external manifestation is within the sanctity of judging. So how do we practically connect our activities in the sanctum, in Chaitanya Vilas, if you like, with the activities of the eternal servants of Krishna in Raj? Because this, you know, this is the no, I can't say it's the real world, but this is the world that we live in. So how do we connect the world that we're living in, the sankirtan, jogi, if you like, and with that realm of Vrindavan? Like Prabhupada says, we're not in Vrindavan, we're in Vrindavan. Yet it's all manifest through Chaitanya Lila. So we're kind of in two places at once. Do you know what I mean? And so then the dilemma is, how do I, here I am in Melbourne, apparently.
The dilemma is,
how do I connect what I'm doing now and the environment that I'm in such a way so that I'm also thinking of Krishna? As is clearly instructed by Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. I think, the key, I think, also is in being very effective at the beginning stages of our devotional practice, so we can then enter and we can live with that world. But, you know, the practical thing is, I'm in the novel, I have a good idea. I've got to clean the temple, that's the example. Well, I've got to make sure that things run, I've got to make sure there's money in the bank. But at the same time, how am I going to be in Vrindavan and thinking of my relationship with I don't even know what my garlic is. I'm trying to work out things that happened to me when I was a teenager.
So that is very nicely described by Rupa Goswami in the same verse. That hands, legs, tongue, nose, eye, kaan, naak, jeev, twacha, external senses must be used in serving, sadhana, serving. We use all these external senses in serving, not that inert, I'm meditating, my hands have to do nothing, my legs have to do nothing, I don't have to do anything, just sit down and meditate. No. Very beautiful instruction Rupa Goswami gave. He said, Tannamru Charitadi Sukirtanam, Kirtan, movement, external manifestation of all these rasas is into Sankirtan. It is practical application of internal. Externally, we have to manifest that. Not mukme ram bhagal me chui, hypocrisy. That I chant Hare Krishna and then I stab somebody from the back. That's not described here by Rupa Goswami. External senses must be used in Sankirtan movement, mopping or worshipping or distributing books or all Sankirtan. Sukirtanam. All Sankirtan. Not Kirtanam, Sukirtanam. Very beautiful. All this is Sankirtan. However, engaging our external senses into Kirtan is Sukirtan, Kirtan movement. And internally in the mind, manasiniyojya. Mind, we have to meditate intensely. So both sadhana and raganuga, sankirtan and raj, they meet, they are one. It is offense to separate both. It is offense to separate raj from Mayapur, Nadi from raj. And Krishna from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna, both. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Mahayana. But in order to establish the religion of this day and age, Sukirtanam, Sankirtan, Yajna is Sankirtan prior yajanti samyatisha. So, if we intensely do both, then it will come together. But if you do one and not other, then you will never get there. It's like Rupa Goswami's instruction, both should go together. It's like two rails going together, the pottery, both rails going parallel to each other, has to go together. Otherwise, one without other will become hypocrisy, kind of thing. I'm chanting, I'm meditating, I can do this, I can do that, or I don't have to behave properly, or whatever. I'm meditating. Both has to go together. Sankirtan and intense meditative mode. Sukirtan and Smartyo. Smartyo and Sukirtan. Both has to come together. The Sankirtan movement and externally we do everything and meditatively internally I will do. Okay? That's fine. You want to comment? You want to comment? You? Any comment? You must know the answer also. I gave my whatever understanding little bit I had. You must have good understanding.
My observation is that many devotees are not quite ready to participate in the. They haven't quite got to the anuraga stage.
I haven't gone either. What a little bit I read. What a little bit I have read.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that there is sometimes a perception that our external activities in the Krishna consciousness movement are mundane. You know what I mean? That management is mundane, that collecting money, distributing books, you know, it's or even building a kitchen is just, you know, karma yoga. Right?
It's pure bhakti yoga.
Nice answer. And so we have to have faith that what Prabhupada has given us
yes.
is complete.
Yes, it is.
And we have to also have the patience
yes.
to allow the process to work on us.
Yes.
Not jump
no.
prematurely
no.
to these kind of realizations, but we should have firm faith
yes.
that what Prabhupada has given us
will
surely take us to that platform. Because Krishna consciousness is irrepressible, actually.
Yes.
Following the purification practices of devotional service, you will not be able to stop yourself from doing these things.
Yes.
They'll naturally come out.
Yes.
But?
Yes.
Because Prabhupada has given it to us.
Yes.
We've just got to wait, or we've got to stick to the process. And this yes. is the same time movement, whether we like it or not, that's what it is.
Yes.
And it means preaching.
Yes.
And that means all of the things that we get, everything we do is not mundane.
No. It's perfect package, Prabhupada yeah. gave.
How fortunate we
perfect
are.
Package.
Yeah,
he didn't leave anything out, Raganuga, or Sadhana, or Sankirtan, or Diti, or way of life, or practical. He didn't leave anything out. Everything is within his lectures, books, and whatever he set up. And whatever he did not set up, he expected us to do, is all perfect. So he wrote down, Varnasram was 50% of his other work. He has tried to establish. So anyway, not going into very much detail, but Sankirtan and internal external bhakti. Good side by side, yes.
In the beginning of that, the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he says that first of all, one has to give up a motivated devotional service. So, you know, it comes right back to Rupa Goswami's beginning of the So pure devotional service has to be devoid of any personal consideration. And of course, we come into Krishna consciousness with, oh, I want this, I want that, and I want that. And then somebody tells you to do something, you sort of, oh, what do you want me to do? We will get to that point of pure bhakti when we put aside, when we really surrender.
Yes.
In the science of self-realization, I was reading this week one of the reporters was asking Prabhupada in an interview, do you believe that your movement is the only way to know God? And Prabhupada said, yes.
Yes. It is true.
I said, well, how do you know that? And Prabhupada said, because Krishna tells us.
Yes.
Sadhama Paritendhama Bhavika. So that surrendering process is a real challenge. Right from the beginning.
Yes.
And it's the word, what you want me to do.
Yes. Self-surrender to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is some question. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for the very nice and inspiring class. I've got two questions actually. My first question is, very nicely you explained Vedi Sadhana Bhakti and at the same time Raghunatha Bhakti, and you mentioned how one should meditate on falling in the footsteps of a Ragatmika devotees. Now my question is, like, we most of the time I've seen like we struggle to perfect our Sadhana Bhakti. So, and when we hear the pastimes of the Lord, with either it is with his parents or with his Gopsakas, they are all very sweet and nectarian. So how, when does a devotee get to that feeling when he knows that, like, you know, I should meditate on this rasa or this, like, I'm in the...
It will come to you naturally. It will be revealed. You have your swabhav, you have your own swabhav, means your own
nature.
Thank you. So it will come. It will come. You don't have to. You're on a sour, you'll be cleansed. Your wife, child will come later on. So we have to be not impatient. It will come. And it will come. It will come. Definitely it will come. And next question?
The next question is, can you share any of your memories or experiences?
Okay, I'll say that at the end. And yeah, so many questions. Yes.
So you mentioned that in the 64 billions of bhakti, the first one is to have faith, bona fide spiritual master. What is the significance of taking formal initiation for someone who is already following the principle? Isn't it more like a society that is there?
Yeah, what is the difference between a girl who is not formally married, but having boyfriends and... You see the life, anxieties, and nature, and stability, protection. So when you have a spiritual master, you're telling him, I'm taking your refuge, I'm taking your shelter. Then he takes your charge, because he knows the truth. He knows the truth. And we are in a neophyte stage. We don't know. So then one who knows, we have to take his shelter. Then our life becomes very easy. Very easy. We'll hit the target. We'll hit right on nail. But if you don't have that elevated spiritual guide, then you will be haywire. No direction. No surety. And that's the difference. Any other question?
When you're talking about these relationships,
how do you know these are not just created by your mind that, oh, I like this thing, that, oh, I like this character of, you know, gopis. So how do you know it's coming from the soul or not from just mind?
Well, that will be also is another condition of Raganuga Bhakti. Many conditions, I gave you so many. This is one of the conditions also that you have to follow the footsteps of your guru. Guru will reveal that service, that link, that mode, that devotion. He will reveal it to you. You have to have a guru throughout your eternity. You have to fix yourself. Then it's not a speculation. Your guru will not, he will tell you, you are speculating or you are doing okay or not. Any other question? Yes?
Probably, generally, you know, regulated devotional service is more important than unregulated devotional service. So, logically speaking, very bhakti seems like more important than, you know, Raganuga bhakti.
Yes, there is a beginning. Sadhana bhakti is where sadhak begins. And sadhak becomes siddha when he enters into both. That's the beginning. Adu. No, seven mukhe is you, adu. Adu, beginning. Seven mukhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, kar seva, paam seva. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. Vachansi Vaikunguru Varanam, etc. We have to first engage our external senses. That's the beginning. And it will come to culminate when you graduate. First we have to rightly correct one, then two, and then PhD. But without that beginning, seven mukhe and jeev, Adho, Suruvat, you cannot go to PhD. So we have to start with sadhana. And first sadhana, accept Guru. Adho, Guru, Pada, Asare. That's the first sadhana bhakti. Adho, Suruvat. And then he will make you right leg, do, tin, five, ten, and then matrices, and then integration, and it will come. Yes, Guruji.
Well, even when a person is on the Siddha platform, Prabhupada mentioned, Rupa Goswami mentions, they still maintain the level of sadhana because it's so easy to imitate somebody.
Yes.
Like the second Bhikkhus in Vrindavan, they were the same person like Gopis with a big red lipstick on. But they're just imitating, but aren't really eligible to enter into that. So that's why the sadhana level is so important.
Yes.
Even when one is a sitter,
yes,
he still behaves like a sadhaka, because it's essential to get to the sitter.
Yes. Yes.
And if you haven't done a little
bit of sun, you're a show model. Sucky Becky.
Yeah.
Or you
don't
walk around dressed like a peacock. Yes, hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Any other question
at all?
Yes.
During the time of that Sankirtan, can anybody start chanting? Because I see sometimes the devotee does the chanting when the Sankirtan is going on, Kirtan is going on.
Yeah, they can chant. Because it's a small temple room, they don't have this time, working probably or whatever. Last time they should not chant. But Sankirtan is going in, you are chanting same now, they are chanting same now. So frequency is matching in there. But the class time is not advisable. Okay, any other question? Yes?
Just a comment on the taking of the gurus. In ISKCON, we take shelter from the Prabhupada.
In ISKCON?
In ISKCON, we take shelter from the Prabhupada.
Yes.
Here's our
section.
Bound return.
Yes.
Bound section.
Yes.
So, Guru Padasraya, in the beginning, but in ISKCON, means taking shelter
from the Prabhupada. Yes.
Then, the further development of that relationship is to formally accept a guru, initiated guru.
Yes.
The diksha.
Yes.
Process. And we'll do that by taking shelter of one of the senior Vaishnavas who allow to officiate, if you like. That's our system. So, the really essential element of Guru Parishraya is to take that shelter.
Yes.
But we see the Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. Krishna doesn't need to have a guru, but still that formality is so important that even Krishna has a guru. Right? And so, and as you mentioned, in order to be properly shelter, we follow that form and system also. Taking shelter of the instructions and then also formalizing that with the initiation. And as a nice example, you know, you may think you're married, but if you haven't had a wedding ceremony, I could run off any time.
Yes.
So means, and it, you know, really means you're connected and now you don't have any choice.
Yes. Okay, you know,
you mentioned earlier that everything is Krishna, but not.
You meant
Krishna is everything, but not everything is Krishna. Can you please give an example of what is not Krishna?
Okay, in the sense everything is Krishna, but not Krishna means anything that is disconnect. We disconnect many things from Krishna. So anything we disconnect from Krishna is not Krishna. Krishna is everything. But everything is not Krishna. Just like a child, any child, is acting notoriously, is part of Krishna. Krishna is everything. Child is not Krishna. If I start worshipping thinking that child is Krishna. Of course, my consciousness is elevated, I can see Krishna in the child also. The child is not Krishna. I can see in him the presence of Krishna. Vidyavini Sampani Brahma Samdarsana. So, Krishna is everything because everything is coming from him and everything has connection with Krishna. But we disconnect mind, my bangles, my this, my. So then mind becomes Maya. Whatever we disconnect from Krishna becomes Maya. And that is not Krishna. That is illusion. Yes, somebody was asking a question.
As you compared, why do you need a spiritual guru? Because when you compare to the married thing, you're a boy and girl. But married thing is basically more for a social status because that's for the society. So, how can we compare the same thing with the spirituality and spiritual?
The Siddhanta. Siddhanta is when a woman marries a husband, then a different relationship than boyfriend and girlfriend or living together or whatever you said. There is no connection, that is, connection, link is not there. Anytime they can disperse and there is no problem. And that's why they don't marry. They don't want to take responsibility of each other. Here Guru takes responsibility. Guru takes responsibility of the disciple. Husband takes responsibility of wife. So that's Siddhanta, taking responsibility and taking that mood of serving and relationship, taking mood of relationship.
So more of like giving a commitment that I will follow.
Pardon?
More? More of like giving a commitment that I will follow this.
Yes, yes. And he will take me. He will give me full Krishna consciousness. So that is the contract. Initiation means writing contract. Marriage means writing contract. You can go to court because contract was written. So here, contract. You didn't take me home record. Yeah, because you must be nonsense. You must be nonsense. You take shelter of somebody who is nonsense. And that's why you have to take shelter of ISKCON gurus, because they are always check and balance there. Outside you may get cheated. You may get cheated. Any other question, yes?
Is it right that the gopis also considered Purnamashi as the Vaishnava?
Yeah. Gopi forest. Yes. Actually, gopis to Vaishnava master is only Krishna. But in dealings, they follow Purnamashi. Okay, thank you very much. We are right on dot 9 o'clock. We are still over time. Thank you very much. Grantha Sima Bhagavatam ki.
Jai!
Shriyana Vallam, Lalita Sukhadevi ki.
Jai!
Sisi Gomitai ki.
Jai!
Shriyana Vallam, Devi ki.
Jai!
Grantha Sima Bhagavatam ki.
Jai!
Shriyana Bhaktavind ki.
Jai!
Guru Goranga ki.
Jai!
Guru Premanandi.
Haribo! Thank you.